Welcome to Paradigm Swap. I'm Chaz Hathaway. You speak a word, and I hear. I speak a word, and you hear. I see you act, and you see me. I strive to act as to touch lives, but am rarely noticed. You strive to change the world, and I don't even see it. Day after day we strive, and day after day we ignore and are ignored. Yet one forgotten day, in one forgotten conversation, you speak a word that pierces through my failing memory. It pierces through my boredom, my bias, my ignorance, and even through its own context, and it stays. It plants itself like an eager seed, sprouting and extending its roots into my past, where it reframes my entire history and that of my ancestors. Then it presses its leaves and branches into my future, changing the course of my life and, by extension, the entire destiny of humanity. And while life continues in its eventless indifference, the tree continues ever there, ever growing, ever quietly and persistently to shape me forever. Days go by, months, years. Then one forgotten day, in a forgotten conversation, I speak a word that pierces through you. And together, despite our daily failed efforts, we slowly, gently shape the destiny of the universe. Have you ever thought about the power of influence? I think we've all had the experience of trying to make a difference at something or try to change something for the better, only to have it either completely unnoticed or fail miserably in some way. That's quite normal. And most of the time, our influence goes uninfluenced or uninfluencing. But once in a while, something sticks. Now, as people living in a time that is unmatched in the history of the world, where information and possibilities are higher than they've ever been, this moment, this time, is the most important time in history for us to be striving to influence for good. Because influence will continue to happen around the world, around whatever causes, whatever thoughts, whatever feelings people have. And if we're not deliberate about it, then the world will be shaped into what it is being influenced to become, whether intentionally or unintentionally. But if we will intentionally go forward and strive to influence the world for good, then we will shape it into what it will become. You know, I had a bit of a epiphany several years ago. I was at a writer's conference, and there were a bunch of editors and publishers on a panel, and somebody asked the question, why do editors and publishers always demand more sleazy things in books? Why are they pushing the envelope for more, you know, immoral behavior in books and media? And the editors just looked at each other and they laughed and they said, you've got it backwards. We as editors and publishers are working our head off to keep the market happy and comfortable. And when an author comes to us with a really talented writing, a really good plot, a good character that has this amazing story, but they push things into the story that are immoral, too much language, too much sex or violence or anything that they're uncomfortable with as editors and publishers, they approach the author and say, please, can we tone this down a bit? And it's the authors that are standing by their work and saying, no, this is my art. It will remain unchanged, or I will take it elsewhere. Now, at the time, I was a rather young and new writer, and I was a little bit shocked by that. I had been laboring under the assumption that much of the material that I found either inappropriate or going too far in one way or another or taking the wrong side of issues and so forth was the editors and publishers pushing some envelope or trying to you know have some agenda of their own. And that turned out not to be the case at all. Rather, it was the authors that had agendas. It was the authors that were trying to push the envelope, make people uncomfortable in order to change the standard. And what I realized from that, the thing that kind of, as I marinated on what I had seen and heard from that, I came to realize that it is up to the creators, the influencers, to determine what the future is going to look like. And whether you're talking about moral issues, whether you're talking about issues of who's in power, who has influence, who, you know, what causes we stand for and all that, everything that is the standards and the values of the future are shaped by the influencers today. Now, in ancient times, the biggest influencers were kings and royalty, those who were in positions of power, because they were the only ones in a position to get messages out. And then came along this beautiful, magical thing called the printing press, which allowed the possibility for books to be distributed widely. And that became more open so that anyone who had the money and influence to be able to write a book and come up with the money to put it out there, they had the power. It decentralized the power and the influence that went around the world so that many people in power could have influence on the entire world. And there's been many breakthroughs through technology and so forth that has opened that more and more to the point where in the early 1900s, anyone who could get past the gatekeepers could write a book and have it published. Anyone who could get their music on, you know, through the gatekeepers of the music industry could put their music out there. It was, again, a bigger opportunity than had ever been available in the history of the world. Well, now we're seeing a new breakthrough that has, frankly, broadsided society such that we don't know what to do with it, and we've been slowly coming up with what to do with it over time, and that is that any person on Earth who has access to internet, and that is soon to be everyone. It's almost everyone now, and it's soon to be everyone. Everyone who has internet access has the possibility of influencing others for good, influencing the world, in fact. That is not a small thing, you guys. And we keep asking ourselves, where's this going to go? What is it going to result in? What's going to be the outcome? What are the values of tomorrow going to be? What are the issues that we're going to really take up and run with? And what issues are going to fall by the wayside? What is going to stand out in 10 years, 50 years, 100 years? And let me tell you, I have turned around my thinking on that because of what I've seen in all this. It's no longer a thought of what is it going to look like, but rather, what are we going to make it into? What are we going to choose as tomorrow's values? What are we going to choose as tomorrow's issues? What are the things that we are really going to put our time, money, votes, and efforts into? Because we as individuals are all in a position of power to influence the world around us. Now, to be fair, let's go back to that original poem that we read. Most of what you say is going to be lost by the wayside. You'll get two views, and they're your parents. You'll get one share, and it is your best friend because they feel bad for you. There's going to be a lot of that, a lot. But if you want your voice to be heard, you've got to put it out there. You've got to make it available. And it's true, fortunately or unfortunately, that it's going to take a little bit of talent to be able to work your way to the top of the fray and be able to be seen by thousands or millions or billions or whatever. It's going to take more than just posting or more than just saying it in a status update. It's going to take more than that. But you've got to start somewhere. And where the influence is working, you can drive that further and go deeper and stronger. Just make sure that the influence you have, that the things you are saying, are the shape that you want the future to be. Because you are absolutely shaping the future. It is not up to the editors anymore. It is not up to the publishers. Yes, they still have great power and influence. Yes, they do. But if there's anything that today has proved, that this era that we're living in right now has proved, it is that influencers can come from anywhere. It's true that not everyone will be strong influencers. But everyone has the same opportunity, or at least sufficient opportunity, to be an influence and to be a powerful influence. Will it take practice? Yes. Will it take maybe learning some skills? Yes. Will it take developing talent beyond anything you've ever done? Quite possibly, yes. But that is something you can do. Because other influencers have put the lessons out there for you to obtain. You can learn just about anything on the internet. And within a few years, you will be able to learn anything that other humans have learned. The question of how you do it will be very different for every different individual. And there are so many different platforms out there, so many different ways of making your voice heard. Of getting your media out there, of getting your art, of getting your music, your voice, your message heard. There are so many ways to do that, that is a lesser issue. Because you can try all of them over time and see which ones work. The bigger message is, or the bigger thing to consider is, what will your message be? What is the thing that needs to be heard? What is the thing that needs to be changed? What is the thing that you can offer the greatest service at? What is the thing that you can make the biggest difference doing? Now, for me personally, that's probably not going to be getting the best shoes into the world. Because I know nothing about shoes, and I don't really care. Now, when I say I don't care, that's not to say that it doesn't matter, because it very much does. But that's not going to be me, because I don't choose that. However, there may be some things that deeply touch me, that are meaningful to me, that I am passionate about, that I can make a difference for good, that I can shape tomorrow with what I do today, that I can shape the world's tomorrow by what I do today. Now, do I know what all those things are? Probably not. It may take some trying. It may take some experimenting to find out what influence is the greatest, and that's totally okay. In fact, that's kind of important. If you knew right off the bat what your message would be in its absolute perfect form, well, you wouldn't be ready to put it out there anyway, because all those other things, which platform, how best to reach people, how best to communicate what you're trying to communicate, that's going to take time to figure out. And if you're figuring out both at the same time, you'll find your niche slowly and comfortably as you develop your skill. So as your knowledge base grows, so will your skill base, so will your repertoire of what's possible, and in all of that, you will find your voice. You will become an influence. And if there's anything that we need in this world today, it is as many people as possible being an influence for good. Never underestimate your power to make a difference. If you don't have what it takes today, get it. If you don't have the skill, develop it. If you don't have the voice, work on it. If you don't know your message, seek it. Because you have work to do, you have people to change, you have a future to shape. And with that, thank you again for listening.